Chapter 25. Are We All One? Question. Don't What the Bleep Do We Know and The Secret and many other New Age philosophies say we are all one? In fact, doesn't quantum physics say we are all connected? And haven't some of the recent experiments proven that? Haven't we been told if a butterfly flaps its wings in Brazil, it can set off a tornado in Texas? Answer. Yes, 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 that's what we've been told. But is any of it really true? First of all, there is no we. There is only I and other people who appear in the unique and individual hologram my infinite I creates for me. Even if you believe, as I do, that many of the other people who appear in your hologram are other players in their own right, with their own infinite eyes, they have their own unique and individual holograms as well, since there is no one big common hologram we all share. So how did We Are All One become such a popular New Age fad? In the early 1980s, physicist Alain Aspect performed some very famous experiments with collaborators in France that have been used ever since to claim we are all one, or, at a minimum, that we are all connected. But that's not what the experiments proved at all. What Aspect did, basically, was to send two protons, very small particles, from a calcium atom, away from each other in different directions. These two protons had opposite or complementary charges associated with them when they separated. He then changed the charge of one of the protons, and the other proton magically changed its own charge simultaneously. Einstein called this spooky action at a distance, since there was no explanation of how the two protons were influencing each other at distances that would disallow any communication between them. Stated more simply and generally, the experiment provides strong evidence that a quantum event at one location can affect an event at another location without any obvious mechanism for communication between the two locations. And this was jumped on by the New Age as proof we are all one and connected. But Aspect's results don't prove that at all. At most, they prove everything within one hologram is connected, which we already know to be true. If you cut off a little piece from a larger holographic film, you can still produce the complete holographic image from that piece. It's dimmer, but the whole picture is still there. This is called entanglement in quantum physics, which basically says all the different particles that make up a hologram are connected. So everything is connected within a single hologram, and maybe if a butterfly flaps its wings in Brazil in my hologram, it can set off a tornado in Texas in my hologram. But since there is no one big common hologram we all share, and each player has its own unique and individual holographic experiences, Aspect's results cannot be interpreted to prove we are all one, or even all connected. If a butterfly flaps its wings in Brazil and sets off a tornado in Texas in both my hologram and yours, it simply means this scenario was part of the Earth environment template used by both your infinite eye and my infinite eye when they created our individual holographic experiences. But it still doesn't mean we are all one. Think of it this way. The field contains an unlimited number of possibilities in wave form, and therefore can be the source of an infinite number of holograms. For example, my infinite eye could go to the field and decide to pop out a hologram of an apple for me. Your infinite eye could go to the field and decide to pop out a hologram of an orange for you. But these two holograms are not connected. They may be interacting in a way we don't understand yet, but it doesn't mean they're connected. There's a big difference between the two. In other words, I could do something with my apple in my hologram, and it would have no effect on the orange in your hologram. Every player's holograms are totally independent from every other player's holograms. A butterfly flapping its wings in Brazil in my hologram will not automatically set off a tornado in Texas in your hologram. At least, we currently have no scientific proof for the theory that we are all connected, despite what the New Age says. Let me try to say this in a different way. Every player's holograms are totally independent from every other player's holograms. That's the only possible way that each infinite eye can create its own reality for its player. It's the only way there can be no victims or perpetrators. It reminds me of a psychology fad in the 80s and 90s around codependency. One player's holograms are not codependent on any other player's holograms. There may be interaction going on between two independent players' holograms, but what happens in one player's hologram is not codependent on what happens in any other player's hologram. In short, there is no co-creation happening. If you wanted to say, everything I see in my hologram is one, you would be correct. But to say, we are all one at the holographic level is not true. Now, we can go to a different level, both in Elaine Aspect's experiments and in our own individual experiences. My hologram of the apple and your hologram of the orange have the same source, the field. Just like the two protons in Aspect's experiment had the same source, a calcium atom. In the field, everything is connected to everything else. Waves upon waves of potentiality, of infinite possibility. But when some of those specific waves are chosen by an infinite eye and downloaded to a human brain, that connection in the field does not follow into the physical universe. It would be true to say something like, all our holograms have the same source, the field, just like it's true to say a brother and a sister have the same source, their parents. But just like the brother and sister are not connected at the level of the physical universe, ignoring the rare anomaly of Siamese twins, and just as they are clearly not all one, neither are our individual holograms we perceive as the physical universe we live in. At the level of the field, however, not only are we all one, but everything is all one, since the field is the source of everything in the form of wave frequencies that later appear in the holographic universe as particles. We've been talking apples and oranges. Now let's talk apples and apples, which gets a little trickier. My infinite eye pops out an apple in my hologram. Your infinite eye pops out an apple in your hologram. Our two holograms interact, and although you see your apple slightly differently than I see my apple, both apples are sitting in the same location on a kitchen counter we both have in our holograms. I pick up the apple and eat it, and you watch. I say, I'm eating the apple, and you say, you're eating the apple. But now we're back to what Dr. Newberg said, that cross-referencing proves nothing. It is still impossible to prove my eating the apple in your hologram, or you're telling me I'm eating the apple in my hologram, are evidence of any connection between the two holograms. As I said, it's entirely possible the apple both of us see on the kitchen counter is part of the Earth environment template our infinite eyes used to create this particular experience, and therefore common to both your hologram and mine. But that still doesn't mean your hologram and my hologram are connected, or that you and I are all one. Imagine sitting at a table in a restaurant having a conversation with a friend of yours. What she is saying to you is a script written for her to read by your infinite eye. to be part of your holographic experience. What you are saying to her is a script written for you to read by her infinite eye to be part of her holographic experience. Yet it appears that these two holograms are interacting. Now imagine that in your hologram, the music playing in the background is much too loud and annoying, disrupting your ability to hear and concentrate on the conversation with your friend. Your friend, however, hardly hears the music and has no problem with it. Your friend's problem is that there is a man sitting at the next table who is chewing food with his mouth open, making her sick. You see the man, but he doesn't appear to be chewing with his mouth open to you, and he doesn't bother you. So, what's happened here? Each infinite eye has used the Earth environment template to create an experience for the two of you in this particular restaurant, and both of you see essentially the same things: the tables and chairs, wait staff, bar, drinks, food, and so on. But each infinite eye has custom made the holographic experience for its own player, adding little personal touches here and there. In your friend's hologram, the music is literally not too loud. It's not just that she doesn't hear it as too loud. It literally is not too loud, a different volume entirely for her than for you. You might even ask her if she doesn't think the music's too loud, and she would say, no, it's fine. In your own hologram, the man is not chewing with his mouth open at all. It's not just that he is and it doesn't bother you, he's not. Your friend might even ask you if it doesn't bother you that the man is eating with his mouth open, and you would say, I didn't notice. While they might be interacting, how can anyone try to say these two separate holographic experiences are connected, or that you and your friend are all one? At most, two interacting players might be experiencing the same Earth environment template, but that's it. There is even one philosophy that believes the idea we are all one is a kind of hypnotic implant that is finally coming to the surface to be seen as an error and cleared away.